with you. I tell everybody, you never met me, and you wouldn't want to. You met a product of Jesus Christ. And that's the difference, because Tommy Williams of old was not this guy. he was a lost sheep with no direction, with anger in his heart. All those things that were wrong, I was fellowshipping with. You know, it's Jesus that changed me. And I'll tell everybody, I was raised in the church. And I believed on Jesus Christ, and I believed the blood cleansed me. But God wasn't going to run my life. And that's why I was messed up. Because I wasn't ready to give myself to Jesus. So I'd be back there bleeding. Hell, come up and give your life to Jesus. Lord, I believe. But God knew the truth. He knew my heart. I think I had said the sinner's prayer about 6 times. And he met me there every time. But there still had to something happen. I had to receive. It says in Acts, he went, since you believed, have you received? And that's what happened to me at the age of 19, and then everything changed. I woke up, and boy, I knew someone was inside of me. I'll never forget the first words I said to God after I got born again. My whole life I've been reaching up to you. For the first time in my life, something up above came down into me. That's all I knew. I didn't know anything else. I didn't know it was the Holy Ghost. I didn't know all about the Holy Spirit. All I knew is someone came inside of me and changed my life. And from that day, it had been a growing thing. Amen? So praise the Lord, you know. So I'm so grateful to him. Now, I was going to go into a scripture today. And I know you know this one. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. Oh, boy. Amen. 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 Oh, by the way, did you know one of the things God dealt with me on when I first came, I was in the Lord, and I was in him for a while, but I just started a business, right? And you'd be surprised how ornery you can be for years walking with God, right? But I really didn't like businessmen, okay? So when they would come in, and I knew how crafty they were, I would go like this. Hi, brother. And inside, man, there was all things going on in me. And I had to go to Jesus and say, Jesus, you got to help me to love him inside. And that's what we're going to talk about. Yes, Jesus gave me the ability. Yes, it was the power of Christ. But there are things that I call, anybody know on planes, and they say bogey on the right? That's a guy coming in to do you damage. Amen, brother? Right? Well, there's a few bogeys that get in the way of love. The love's there. The minute we got born again, the Holy Ghost came in, and I do believe it's a fruit. Amen? So I have it. And I think my wife said it the best way, and I think the women will understand. She goes, you know, the fruits of God are like a woman giving birth. You really got to push to get it out. And sometimes this flesh don't want it out. Amen? But we got to get that going. So we get used to letting God's love flow unconditionally. And each of us have to run that course with Jesus. No one can do this for Tommy. This is Tommy's choice. Here we go. The first part really kind of nails us. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity or love, I become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifts of prophecy, and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith to move mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. That's the way God starts this up. Without love, what am I but a social worker in Camden? Getting up on a corner, giving out food, giving out clothes. There's nothing wrong with that. But without love, what have I become? If you don't have the love, what are we? It becomes so shallow. Amen? And I'm not talking about humanity. I had humanity love. And humanity love was like this. You love me? You hate me? Oh, hello. There's about humanity's fly. Amen? It goes so far. It has a limit. There's only one person that had no limit. And that's the love I need to tap into. God's love. Okay? Tap into Jesus. Amen? Okay? Now, you know, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Amen? I put myself on that cross in that pain. And the only thing I could say is, yeah, everybody but that God is wagging his head and mocking me. Him I would have toasted. Then I would have said, because I have limits. But God has none. And you, my brothers and sisters, are the sons of the living God. It's there. The love is there. It's the next thing I recognize in this scripture. Everything after this, when it describes love, is a verb. It's not a feeling. It's an action. That means there's times I see things done in Camden and how sometimes parents treat their children. And it angers me. But my action is God's love. There's nothing wrong with that anger. I know it's wrong what I'm seeing. I understand what's getting done there. It's not right. But the action has to be rooted in the love of God. Now, why is that, brother? Because when God looks at me, he says, son, you ain't no better. Not in my eyes. So I want you to stop and let my love flow. I'd like to share this with you, an example God gave me years ago when I was in Vietnam, 1970. This girl had such a horrible disease, her whole face was nothing but pus. And I grabbed her and put her in my lap to lay hands on her and pray for her, that God would heal her. And the next thing she did, feeling the love of God, is she pressed her cheek against my cheek. And things over there that people got, some of them didn't come home, you know? And I'm feeling the pus literally come on my flesh. And yet the love was so strong, I couldn't pour her face away from me. I just embraced her all the more. And of course, she pressed all the more. Amen? That's just a reality. But the next thing is what really touched my heart. God said to me right out of heaven, this is what it's like, me holding you. God knows what I am. God knows the sins I've done, the sins I will do. Amen? God knows how short of his glory I am. Amen? Like that little pus, you know what I mean? But his love is so great that he grabs me. And he pulls me to himself and he holds me stronger than ever. That's the God we have. That's the God the world's looking for and they don't have. Amen? Religion don't get you there. Or the high priest wouldn't have killed Jesus. Amen? Okay. So if we read the description here, verbs, it goes like this. charity suffereth long and is kind. Now, see that scripture, when I first read it, I didn't like the second part. Amen? I didn't mind suffering long and suffering for Christ. But to be kind to the person at the same time, that's a little bit pushy to me. Okay? Okay, I'm being dead honest with you. For Christ, let's sacrifice. But to be kind? God always pushes us to that place we can't go for a reason. So we reach out to Him. We get it from Him. We get it from Jesus. And if you look at the way Jesus treats you and start treating people like the way Jesus treats you, you're going to be on the money. You know, He never showed my call my dirty underwear. He put it under the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? Envieth not. Charity doesn't lift itself up. It's not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Of course, you see a lot of that in the world today. Amen to that? Seeks not her own. Woo! Woo! Now listen, I have to say this over and over again. When I look at a mother taking care of her baby, she is not seeking her own. The welfare of the child. This is love. It's all a verb. Not easily provoked. Think it no evil. Wow. How about that one, brothers and sisters? Think it no evil. I love this. Before I got born again, I was a fighter, right? And I would always wonder, I'm not trying to start a fight. Why is it I'm always getting into fights? I want you to see me back then. That's how I looked at you. What? Lord, no wonder I got in so many fights. It surely wasn't Jesus' love. And I'm wondering, why does everyone want to fight me? Because the spirit inside my heart wanted to fight. So I was always getting into trouble. Every time I give an oath to God, I didn't recognize it. I literally had a police officer pull me over and say, I'll take my uniform if you get out of your car and want to fight. And you know what the problem with that one was? I was born again. I said, Lord, something's not going right here. And it wasn't. It wasn't going right. Because of one thing which I'm going to talk about that's a bogey. It's a bogey against God's love. It's coming to get rid of His love in my life. I'll finish the rest of this because they're so important to get to the end of this chapter. Now listen to what it says here. And now abide faith. I need it. Hope. I need it. And love. What's the greatest? This whole walk is about us getting to be so filled with God's love. We're so salty. People can't get around us without going, whoo. We're filled with Him. And you have that in you right now. And it is not given you by measure. It's how much you want to let out. The fruit is there. The Holy Ghost don't go, oh, I'm going to enter Tommy Williams, so let me leave love behind. Oh, I'm going to enter Tommy Williams. I hope he lets this love flow out of him. Because it's still his choice. And he still has a will. And one day, I guess it was about 20 years in the Lord. You know, I've been walking with Him for 50-some years now. Okay, and just so you know, I'm 72 years old, so I met Him at 19. I still did a lot of mess up before I found Him. Okay? But I've been walking with Him, and I noticed something. I started to count the people that were my dearest friends that before Jesus would have been some of my best enemies. Because God, Jesus Christ said, I have come to heal. I've come to deliver. I am the life. And the devil came to kill, rob, and destroy. And when I was walking in his camp, that's all I was doing. There's a difference between these two spirits, amen? And I don't want to be listening to the liar. Liar, however that word came out. Nevertheless, I don't want to be that. Amen? Okay, so now let's deal with the bogeys. One of the bogeys, and boy, I see it, man, I see it just like the jet pilots see it. Coming in on the right, watch it. And he come do damage, real big damage to my life. And if I don't pay attention, I will listen. 7th chapter of Matthew. This is a bogey to love. The very first. Judge not, that you be not judged. For what judgment ye judge, it shall be judged. You shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, that measure shall be met back to you. Boy, oh boy, this is a bogey to love. Amen, brother? You know? Okay, now, why is God saying, Tommy, don't do this? Well, in God's eyes, let me ask you something. If you go up to court in Camden, and you're guilty of a traffic ticket, and you're found guilty, do you have to pay the fine? Amen! If you go up with 15 people you murdered, and you're found guilty, do you have to pay? All have sinned. So tell me the person that's not guilty. So why are we judging one another? In God's eyes, you're all guilty. You all need the same answer. Judgment just don't work. Now, I truly tell you, my brother and sister, I've been in Camden for a while. I had a few people at 11 o'clock at night ask me to walk around the corner with them who was a stranger. I don't do it. I'm not judging the person. But then on the other hand, there's a little judgment going on. I don't know you, and I ain't walking around that corner with you. Amen? There's nothing wrong with that kind of judgment. Amen? What is the judgment God hates? The one he's not doing on me. I'm guilty. But he's not finding me guilty. He's finding love to try to help me to be free. Have that heart. And love will flow out of you. You'll see the person. You won't like what they're doing. But you will be able to love them unconditionally in the Spirit of God and help them to see the truth. I'm pretty, you know, my nickname in Camden is Geronimo. So I won't get in your face if I have to. Amen. Okay? I don't mind getting in your face, but it's with love. It's being direct to the point sometimes. Every time I'm ministering, I think you'll love this story and we'll go on. I was on this corner and it was very, very filled with Muslims. Okay? And they know I love them. They know it. I've been in there 50 years, so they know I love them, right? So there's one guy's about 6'4", and he is one pretty good-looking, big Muslim. And I'm talking on the mic saying, you know, brothers, no offense, but without the blood of Jesus, you ain't getting in heaven. You can believe in God all you want. So one of my brothers walked up to him and said, what do you think about that? And he goes, well, I'm the head Muslim of this whole corner. And he looked at him and said, but I got a problem. And he said, well, what's your problem, brother? He said, when I was a little kid, he gave me candy and told me Jesus loves me. And I can't forget it. Love will cover a multitude of sin. Amen? Now, whether that man's ever going to give his life to Jesus or not, I don't know. He surely has been given an opportunity. Amen, brother? But what was in his heart? Huh? That love hit his heart and change his work that he would have done on me that day. And that love is in all of us, and this judgment will kill it. And not only will kill it, it's a promise from God that God then will judge me exactly as I have judged them. If you can do this in your head, pray about it. God is love. He ain't leaving who he is. Tommy wants to get out of his love. He's going to feel separated from that love because God isn't following Tommy and getting into his hate. Amen. And I am persuaded nothing will separate me from his love, which is through Christ. So when I see that bogey coming at me, and I feel, you know, I got, listen, brothers, I can be blunt with you, brothers and sisters. ISIS bothers me. But I'll say, God, you got to help me. Now I know what they're doing is wrong. But you got to help me. I can't minister to someone if I already judged them as a worm and belonging in hell. What you measure out will be measured back to you. Okay? Later on it says, why do you try to help your brother with a splinter when you got a log in your eye? You know? And it makes clear what the log is. It is judgment. I've never, ever, ever had judgment on my heart for my children when they fouled up. I've looked the hardest way to help them through life. Yes, I might have to correct them, might have to discipline them, but there was one thing I had not in my heart, is condemnation on them. Here's the problem that Tommy would always have to fight to some degree. I knew the difference between seeing the evil work and despising the evil work, right, brother? But when in my heart I said, I hope he gets it, there was the problem. Because if God ever had that heart, I am not going to heaven. And God's saying, son, son, am I going to throw all this grace? Remember the parable, the guy owed the king $1 million, he was forgiven, found the brother that owed him a penny and said, give me it all. Woo! Amen? Well, there I am. God's been doing a lot of forgiving here. I want you to know, though. Now, listen, I want you to understand something. I want to get this over-dramatized. I really walk with God with a lot of love. But God sees everything in my heart. And he knows the days I'm disappointed and upset with him for the things I'm going through, right? They're every bit as exceedingly sinful as any other sin to me. The other one that will go is another bogey. Is in the Lord's Prayer. Let's say it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Right? On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Listen to the next words. Forgive me my sins as I forgive them who sin against me. What did I say to God? If I won't forgive, don't forgive me. That's what you said to God. You've asked God not to forgive you anymore. If you won't forgive. That's his word. That's not mine. I said earlier to a brother, and I'll say it to you, and I say it to everybody in Camden. By the word of God, we all go back to Adam and Eve. You're my cousin. Amen, brother? Family. Wild family tree. See what I mean? So we're all family. Oh, well. Another one I always love to say and bring up. To every brother. Listen, I've seen some. In Vietnam, I've seen monks that were living what looked like a more holier life than I was living. Amen? But that's not the issue. See, this was never the issue. That's the issue. And God gave up his son and let him bleed to get this issue right. Amen? So the whole word I say is, what's your atonement? Now, I know mine ain't good works. I prove that daily. Amen? To compare it to this holy God. But it's the blood of Christ. And right before we go to the last part, I'd like to just, when you have brothers always ask you about, tell me anyone in this world who was born of the Holy Ghost other than Jesus. Look at them all. Rehearse them in your head. God said the only, what was that word? Begotten. Only begotten. I know I'm adopted. Don't have a problem with it. Okay? Only begotten. So I said to everyone, when you want to believe in someone else, really? Let me tell you, the only begotten. Because he was born of the Holy Ghost and a woman. Amen? And isn't God amazing? Woman comes out of man with his rib, and then every man has come out of woman. That's pretty even, don't you think? There you go, girl. Even the Savior, give me another one. Woo! Yeah, you ladies born a Savior. Well. So, God is a great God. We're all precious in his sight. But if we're not going to forgive, God will not forgive us. So I searched out with the Lord at the altar. Lord, anyone I'm holding on to here? Because, you know, you come out of the life I came out of, there's things that you can bury. And I am free. I am truly free. Because I see something. You know how Jesus endured the cross because of the glory that was set before him? Well, I see something too in the future. I see how God takes horrific circumstances and brings life out of them because we just obey. And I get excited knowing that life's going to come rather than death. Because of the way God lets me react to a person. And sometimes I blow it. And I thank God for the blood that's there to get me up off my feet and move again. Amen? That guy that cuts me off the road, I thank God the day he took away my Cadillac with that big engine because I always love Florent and catch up to him. I'm too old for that stuff, but I still like doing it. And I said, well, thank you, God. I don't got a car that can do that anymore. You know, it was more than I could bear. Praise the Lord. God loves us. These are two big bull geese. Very big. When we start judging one another because we're all guilty and we're not willing to forgive because God's forgiven us every day. Amen? Oh, I didn't tell you this one, but I do believe there was one day, 24 hours, when I did not do one sin. Yes. They beat me up and put me in a coma. I'm pretty sure I was good on that one. Other than that, I've been needing the blood. Okay? So, God loves us. The main point, do you understand all this is in your heart when the Holy Ghost came in? All the fruits are all there. Have you ever heard the same wonder with it? I used to always say to God this word. Okay, God, I know you're great. I know you're powerful. How come it's so easy to sin? And sometimes it's so hard to do what's right. Amen? And God gave me my answer. He said this. When has the devil ever asked your permission? When has he ever not forced you with feelings and desires and thoughts into his will? When has he ever not come at you violently to get you to do his will, son? Amen? And then he said this to me. When have I ever done that? No, I put my hand out. And until you take your hand, put it in my hand, and willfully go where I want you to go, you won't see it. I am not going to take your will away from you and force you to do what I want. You're going to have to make that decision, son. So the end of all this is there was a scripture I read where it said, I delight in thy law. David said it. And the first thing I said to God is, I don't. Everything you want me to do, I don't want to do. So, but I don't. At least I'm honest. I don't. But today I do. Because when I walked with Jesus, I really saw who he was and how good he is. And now he has won me over. I do want his ways. I do like and delight in his laws. And we all do, don't we? We all have our testimony how gracious God's been to us. Well, you know what? Let's get out there and let's kick some butt. Amen? Okay, I go into a grocery store. You'll love this one. When I used to go to watch the Phillies, I always had seats on each side of me. Because after I got done praising the Lord, they all moved. Woo! I can put my lunch tail there. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Lord. And I put my lunch in my can over here. They'd all be gone. They're going to run. They might even say something nasty. But that word cannot come back void. You got it already done. God never told you to give the increase. He told you to put out the seed. But without love, what is it but words? Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I thank you for all you've given all of us, Lord. And God, I do thank you right now for this church. Because whenever I'm here, I feel home. You call me to the streets, but you give me a church to go to where I'm at home. And I do thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.